Judah and the Lion are here. Pep Talks just dropped last Friday. They were number one on the charts out of Grimey, so I was happy to see that because this is hometown. You guys grew up here. Where exactly did you grow up? You said you live in East Nashville now. Where do you guys grow up?
I grew up in Cookeville, Tennessee.
Cookeville?
So just up the road.
I grew up in Chicago, and then Nate grew up in Colorado Springs.
Okay, got it. In my mind, you all had grown up in Cookeville. Okay,
oh, yeah.
that makes little more sense. You have a just an insane thing. All these great things that are coming up for you. Hangout Fest is actually next Friday, which I did not realize. That's next Friday. How are you feeling about getting to be a part of Hangout Fest?
We're pumped. That's one of our favorite festivals, just with it being on the beach and. They're so artist friendly and like, it's just a good vibe all around. So we've been prepping for that and trying to put on the funnest show that we can.
Yeah, well, it's like I feel like Hangout Fest compared to Bonnaroo, that GA at Hangout Fest is equal to VIP at Bonnaroo because you're on the beach.
Yeah, it's like in Bonnaroo it's so funny. It's like it doesn't matter who you are, if you're like the headlining artist or if you're this young band, like you're going to be using the bathroom in a porta potty. That's the way it goes. And I remember when we played before Ellie Goulding, I think one year at Bonnaroo, it was so funny to see Ellie Goulding go with her security guard to the porta potty and you know, use the bathroom or whatever. But
life on the farm,
Hangout definitely spoils you as an artist. Like we remember hearing stories from we played it like a few years ago, and I guess like the Alabama Shakes were on tour and they like canceled the shows the rest of the weekend. They just hung out at that Hangout.
Yes.
I know it's been kind of known for like artists to just go there and just camp and just chill.
Yeah, it's definitely my favorite one to get out there. Lots of sunblock and they have like, of course, I haven't got to go to like, they have some kind of incredible VIP section where they let people watch shows from a hot tub.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if the artist area, if you guys can get into that spot or not.
Yeah, we went in that the other year. I was curious like how often they changed the water because it got a little, last Sunday night it got a little foggy.
Yeah, a little foggy in their hot tub, but not quite.
A little bit, you might not want to be in that hot tub.
equal to as you were talking about, the porta potties at Bonnaroo, which I feel like have changed me as a person forever. For the better, I'm a little tougher,
Oh, yeah, gosh. We camped out 2 years in a row or whatever when we were in school, and it's just like one of those festivals that you're there and it's going to rain at least one of the days. So it's going to get muddy and it's going to smell and the porta potties are going to change you. But it makes you a better person. Just like we said,
got Judah and the Lion here. We're talking about them doing Hangout Fest, which somehow is already next Friday. I feel like that felt like it was way far
crazy,
off.
Yeah.
And so it's 1 week from today that they'll be taking the stage out there. They're also part of Forecastle Fest, which is a lot of fun. Love getting up there. Friday, July 12th. And then the hometown show headlining Ascend Amphitheater. How are you feeling about this one? That's going to be Saturday, August 24th. You excited about it?
Yeah, we cannot wait. Obviously, hometown shows are so special, but to be able to play, I mean, that was not even like on our radar to be able to play an amphitheater in hometown. And so we are super, super fired up for that one.
Do you know who is opening that show? Do you know who's?
Not yet.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're
still in the talks with kind of our team and figuring out what kind of.
I know how that goes. No worries.
Yeah.
I was just curious about
that.
I pulled it up. Just saw Judah and the Lion and wasn't sure who was going to get to open.
We'll be announcing that soon.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Excellent. Well, we're excited about that. JudahandTheLion.com. You can keep up with that and go ahead and get those tickets before they're gone. Not a lot of seats left. You can't tell how many tickets are left out in the field.
The lawn.
But not many seats left. So get those before it's completely sold out. Judah and the Lion just dropped their latest album, Pep Talks, last Friday. And I thought I'd play Why Did You Run while you guys are here. Is there anything you'd like to say about this one?
Yeah, I think that this record, kind of in its narrative, is a little bit of a sad one. It's just talking about family struggles and what it's like to have someone that you love struggle with addiction or alcoholism or depression, and what it's like to go through a family hard divorce that, you know, you weren't really expecting at 25, and but all the while kind of being on the road and processing that and kind of going through the grieving processes of all that as well. And so this song, I think, kind of nails that lonely perspective in the head a little bit, but we wanted to make it kind of more of a dancey song, because the way that, like, you can kind of choose to hope is almost like dancing. You know, it's like, I'm in a sad spot right now, but I'm going to choose to move forward. So we wanted to kind of make it musically kind of a hopeful one.
Well, guys, I just want to say thanks for taking